A Winter Without the Coat was financed by Foundation WWF, which struggles for environment protection. We are four students, and we will answer the question, how to deal with global warming.
To answer this question, we address three themes: the melting of ice with Mathilde and Zoe, then deforestation with Leah and Titouan, and finally air pollution with Capucine and Titouan. But before that, we will listen to High Hopes of Panic at the Disco.
What you think of deforestation?
I agree with that.
Is used for cutting walls, forests, knowing that we destroy the species that we use to live, and if we continue to cut trees, we can't have breaths, so we die, and all objects, the shit we have created will serve to nobody, and we will even talk about our death. To remain this, we could replant trees and raise awareness of this problem.
By replanting trees, one harms the biodiversity present in the forest. The more trees take long before reaching their maximum sizes, the species that live in are therefore disorientating.
Because you think that they cut their habitat does not disorientate them.
Not.
Why?
For me, man is superior to other animals.
But you know that without them, we will not be able to live properly.
No, we can live properly without them. There are some species that are important to us. We should not worry about the species that live several kilometers from us.
I said on my opinion, and it's people like you that make the planet deteriorate. It's nice to try to make you change in your mind, it does not work.
The space will lose their natural habitat because of global warming.
New space will be able to grow, they can suddenly become the more resistant.
Yes, but if the level of water put, there are some houses will be in the water.
Yes, but thanks to that, the level of water that there was before on the planet become again the same, which is therefore a positive point.
Air pollution is one of the major problems to be addressed in order to ensure a better living environment. What's your point of view on this problem?
In my opinion, it's already too late to change, since there is a real lack of alternative to the vehicles and the polluting industries, which made them indispensable. Your alternatives are too expensive.
I do not agree. There is a lot of alternative, like taking the bike instead the car, or favoriting renewable energies. And for the price, we have to see it as an investment for a better future. I agree on the point that it's too late to find a totally only living environment, but we can always make sure that it remains as it is today.
I agree with that, but how do you developing countries adopt renewable energies?
I believe that developing countries must seek support from rich countries as our own so as to develop sustainable alternatives.
It's the end of our podcast, A Winter Without Coats. Thanks for listening to us.